When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Behind that Cork half back line again, he's over there at the point of the play again, gets the ball, sends it back into the middle to pass to Collins, and Collins sends it back out the field to Robert Downey, and Robert Downey looks away to give it to Shamie Hannity, who's got there ahead of the Watford substitute Peter Hogan, ran into 65 out from goal, looking for his 4 points of the day. It's great play by Shamie Hannity. He's certainly a leader in chief out there today. Now Cork are claiming there was a late hit on Hannity by Peter Hogan. I think the referee is pulling the Watford substitute to one side, and he's going to get a yellow card. 116 to 113, but what about going through a nifty period, to say the least of it, from their point of view? And you can feel it, you can feel the tension here, Tom.
You can, John, you can. And Cork are 3 points up. Okay, 24, Peter Hogan has got a yellow card. Conor Lehan was nearly blown back up to Dungarvan, or to Carrick Toole there, with that shoulder by Peter Fagan, or by Jack Fagan. Okay, but again, look, Cork are where they want to be. 20 minutes left, 3 points up. Okay, Waterford crowd are very quiet. We mentioned it earlier in the first half. After a minute or two, there was a lot of argy-bargy going on. There was a lot of needle going on. Cork need to keep that needle in the game, okay? It's not often you see Liam Cahill get involved with the opposition managers and opposition dugout and things like that. That's what's happening at the moment, okay? And we need to keep that going. Dara Fitzgibbon here right in front of me in the middle of the field has had a fantastic game so far. We need to keep them pushing on. We need to be on the front foot. Keep Waterford guessing, okay? They've brought on 3 subs. This is the most they've been questioned over the last number of months, okay? We have to remember as well, against Limerick and the Gaelic Rounds a number of weeks ago, Waterford didn't score for the last 7, 8, 9 minutes, okay? So we need more of that.
Conor Lehan is back on his feet. The game has resumed, and Waterford go on the attack up towards Stephen Bennett straight away. Bennett lays the ball off to Dizzy Hutchinson. I said we didn't see actually the substitute there, Neil Montgomery, who's got a point at the half forward line, just came in there and tapped it over the bar. Still the concern for Waterford is, though, they can't really get Dizzy Hutchinson into the game. 5 points he scored against Limerick the last day. He's been very, very quiet at the moment. 2 points to margin here, 116 to 114 at the moment. 3 Waterford substitutes have been made already as Shane Kingston grabs the puck out from Patrick Collins, trying to get away from his man, and the referee has penalised him as he got away from, it looked like a Caelum Lyons, but the referee has pulled him back there. And even the Holly, the Waterford man, looked a bit loose. I thought the free was going the other way.
Yeah, he was fouled, John, when he won the ball. Okay, Jack Fagan more or less gripped him around. He had to take the steps to get away from the foul. The referee should have acknowledged that. We said it in the first half as well. James Owens was given some very dubious frees, very soft frees, and he's continuing that trend here in the second half. Okay, wouldn't be the best of referees in my eyes. Okay, but let's hope it's not the difference at the end of the game.
Free to Waterford. Austin Gleeson has the responsibility, standing in the left half back position, 10 or 12 metres in from the stand side here in Walsh Park, with the scoreboard 2 points against his teams. It is a vital free for Austin Gleeson. He drives it in piercingly between the posts. Austin Gleeson and Shamie Hannity coming up trumps on the respective sides here this afternoon in the second half. Here, two big players physically and two big players who are having a presence, and that score lifts the Daisha County again. 116 to 115, it stands, one between them at the moment. Out it goes to Connolly Hand again, working hard in the middle of the field. Breaking ball comes to Hannity, back to Niall O'Leary, right handed he sends it down the line, looking for the runner Tim O'Mahony. Conor Prunty behind him. O'Mahony gets the ball, lays the ball off to Hannity again, runs through the attack, gives it inside to Kingston, flicks it first time to Alan Connolly. Goal by Alan Connolly! That's a wonderful Cork goal. Alan Connolly's second goal in the game. He was quiet in the second half, but wonderful movement by Cork. Credit Tim O'Mahony for winning the ball, laying it off. Shamie Hannity involved, first time stuff inside, into the back of the net from Alan Connolly. 216-115.
Fantastic, John. We questioned Seamus Harney's decision earlier in the game to go for a goal, and we messed it up. We didn't this time. I think Tim O'Mahony's brief is catch the ball, give it to the supporting runners. It seems to be working so far.
About that being a point. Here's Shamie Hannity, picks the ball out of the air. The game just just resumed. Patrick Collins put it out. Shamie Hannity runs away to the left and jumps a jig of delight because he's landed another point in a man of the match performance by the St. Enid's man. 222 to 119. What an inspiring leader he has been. We have a minute and a half remaining here in Walsh Park, and Waterford look done and dusted and down and out, it's fair to say, as Cock on the attack again. Tommy O'Connell, the number 21 on his back, inside to another youngster, Alan Connolly, who's given Conor Gleeson plenty to think about all afternoon. This time the Waterford man comes out on top. This time he fouls the ball out the right hand side of the field, getting it over there towards Darragh Lyons, and he tries to send it into the inside forward line. But in front of 10,986 supporters here, this is a famous day for Cork. Their first victory in Walsh Park and their first visit to Walsh Park for a championship match since 1975. 222 to 119 it stands at the moment. It is almost done. It is almost setting up what will be an absolutely epic game against Tipperary next weekend from a Cork point of view, because a win could see him in the knockout stages. The Waterford free is taken. High, lobbing, dropping ball, but like so much in the second half, it has gone left and wide of the post. 410 to 112 is a full-time result from the Fraha field as Cork have defeated Waterford, and it should be all over here in the next couple of seconds. 222 to 119. 75 minutes on the clock. Surely, surely not. There was only four allotted for stoppage time. A disappointing day for the Daisha, but a massive day for Cork Hurling. A very quick comment, Tom. We'll take a break and come back for more.
Fantastic performance, Sean. The one thing we wanted after the clear game was a bit of fight, a bit of veg, a bit of hunger. We saw it in the first minute. Fellas were standing up, throwing shoulders. They weren't being pushed around the place, and it continued through the game. Fantastic performance.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.